Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know who it is, man. It's Tyreek. Yo, Rich, we got another one, man. Let's go!
When you talk nightlife, we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my steps. And I show it, catch me with the baddest bitches chillin' for the moment. And they never give me distance, me they wanna go in. Zone and I know this, I'm in the club zoning. She back it all hard on me, damn, like we boning. She bringin' out a part of me, damn, I can't control it. And we get it in all night till the early morning. Some sippin' rosé, some just patronin'. Some sippin' gin and OJ, yelling out, oh hey, okay, all day. No work, no play, yeah, cause she's steamin' on me. Popping like that body about to break. I'm like, oh man, she wake the dead, I better wait. Wait, make it shake like the earth when it quake. You know it's all love, get it in the club.
When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down, just follow my steps.
Like a Simon Says game. I don't use auto-tune, but you feel T-Pain. Tyreek and this motherfucker bouncing off the walls. Make the club pop, get it crowded like the mall. Drop, take a little breather. Let the liquor ease ya, shake it like a seizure. Do it so good that your man wanna leave ya. Keep it all hood when it's over, catch amnesia. I notice you're a diva, got your own like Beyonce. Don't need Joe to see it swinging like Devontae. I like them white red bone on chocolate. Last seen a woman so hot. I see you, girl, shining like a star. Last call for the alcohol at the bar. Keep doing it the best, to the left, and it feels so right. Just follow my step.
When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Yeah, get it real cool. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Follow, follow my step. Get it up, put it down. Follow my steps.
Just move with me. Just move with me. Get the thing in line.
Better move swiftly.
If you running out of time,
just groove with me.
The boys say you're on the grind.
Got goons with me.
Now roll with me.
Now roll with me.
Shorty looking so fine.
You'll be holding me.
I put that arm around her neck where it's supposed to be. Baby girl, unwind.
Come close to me.
I do a little two-step, not too crazy. Bronx in the house, chicks when I have my baby. They blame it on the liquor. Shorty pulling down a zipper. Once the after party's over, shampoo treatment, head, shoulders. Once the night is finished, we doing it to death. And you would be too if you follow my steps.
When you talk night, like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step.
I make you feel real high,
like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down.
Just follow my steps.
Follow, follow my steps.
Follow, follow my steps.
Yeah, get it real cool.
Follow, follow my steps.
Follow, follow my steps.
Follow, follow my steps.
Get it up, put it down.
Follow, follow my steps.
Y'all know who it is, man. Just follow my steps. I'm in the lead. Let's go. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT Radio. Today's show is sponsored by Future Guru 100, Blog Talk Radio, and Mixtape MP3 Promo. Today we're going to be talking about finding homes, an apartment in Essex County. And the reason why I wanted to do this segment on this show is a lot of times when you're looking for apartments in and out of Newark, you run into some stuff that's not necessarily good, and then you end up wasting money. So what we're going to talk about today is some of the key steps to looking for an apartment and getting into an apartment. So the first thing I want to talk about, and matter of fact, I'm going to call this housing hookup, because it's definitely going to be very good, and it's going to be real informational. So go ahead and get your pen and paper so you can go ahead, because I got some websites and some numbers for you, so you can go ahead and get the process started to living good in Essex County. You don't have to keep moving into these holes in the walls and dealing with these slumlords. So let's start the process as far as looking for an apartment in Newark, and I know a lot of people, and I have found myself, like, it's not a lot of apartments around here really worth the money that they asking for. But I'm going to show you how to get around that and get exactly what you're spending your money on. But before I go on to the show, the first thing I want to do is say thank you, God, for blessing me. Father God, thank you for giving me grace and mercy and just this tool and this talent to be able to share my experience and to give information to others. So the first step of looking for an apartment, to save some money, you can go to njhousing.com. njhousing.com is a good resource because you can look in Irvington, East Orange, Newark. You can actually look all over the New Jersey State with this website. So it's njhousing.com, and it'll go and tell you, it's even detailed of when the apartment is going to be ready, how many days the apartment's been on market, when was it built, how much the security is, where is it located. And another good tool I like to use, like when I'm looking for apartments and they got the address, I just copy and paste the address and put it in Google. That way when you put it in Google, you can click on a map and get a street view and look at the outside of the apartment, what it'll look like. So one of the first steps is besides getting a newspaper and, you know, letting Dada and Craig and them tell you that it was an apartment for rent down the street, you can go to njhousing.com. This way you can be a lot more organized in the apartments that you're looking, in the area that you're looking to live in. So go there first. Also, you can holler at my people's Mr. Sawab at YNX Investment Group. Him and a whole team of brothers and sisters, they have took, y'all see it around the Essex County area, you see those houses that have the yellow sign, not the ones that's written on, the one that actually has the professional printing that, you know, you can buy homes and rent apartments. But you can holler at him, Mr. Sawab, 973-765-3788. Again, that's 973-765-3788. He'll even come and get you and take you and show you the apartments that they have redone and the townhouses that they have built. And from what I see, I can definitely, you know, I definitely recommend him because the apartments are quality. And he can also introduce you to renting to own. A lot of us, we be shoving out money, $1,000, $1,300 for an apartment that in the end we not going to own. So they also have the program, Mr. Sawab, he has a program that he can introduce you as far as just renting the apartment and also renting the own. So holler at Mr. Sawab, that's Sawab, S-A-W-A-B, at 973-765-3788. So now we're going to touch on the topic of looking for apartments, some of the resources of looking. You can go to njhousing.com, you can get the newspaper, you can walk around in your area, even if you don't want to move out the area. And walking is good for you, y'all. Take the time to get out and walk because it's good for your health and it's also good for your heart. You can go to those spots and you can go down to 500 Washington Street or either 500 Broad Street and get an application for housing. I know the housing list is forever long, but it doesn't hurt to get on it because you never know where you're going to be later on in life and what may happen. God forbid something happened where you can't take care of yourself, but it doesn't hurt to go ahead and get the application to fill it in. Now, we're looking for apartments. We talked about looking for apartments. Now, here are some of the key points when looking for the apartments. When you find an apartment, the person that's showing you the apartment and you giving your first month's rent and security to, or you filling out an application, get their name. Make sure they're the person that you gave your money to is the owner. And the way that you can do that is you can easily go down to City Hall, whether you live in East Orange, Irvington, Newark, Bloomfield, Elizabeth, whatever, and you can go and pull this up. It's 25 cents for a copy, and it's actually free to view it. And they have computers in their offices. So it doesn't even matter if the, you know, you want to make sure the person that you're renting the apartment from is the owner. Another key point is to check and make sure the taxes is up to date on the building or house that you're moving into. You definitely want to make sure that they don't owe back taxes because so many times we have seen, and it has happened to me as well, so many times we see people renting apartments and later on, or renting houses And later on, and they find out that the taxes is not up to date and the bank is coming to take the house. And that's devastating when you have young children or when you just starting off and just trying to have some type of stability. It's devastating to find out that the person that you was paying your rent to or whatever the case may be is not updated on their taxes, and now the bank is coming to do a foreclosure on the home. In some cases, they give you money to move. In some cases, they just give you time. So either way, you know, it's not worth it. Another thing you want to do after you make sure that's the owner that owned the property, you making sure the taxes is up to date. You also want to make sure that the apartment, the inspection is up to date. Any houses that was built after 1939 to 1940 should have already been inspected for lead-based paint and any other asbestos. You can also get that information. All this information you can get right there while you're at the City Hall. It's just one office after another while you're in there. You want to make sure they don't have any code violations from any previous tenants that was there or any previous or any current tenants that's in the building or in the three-family, two-family home there is. So you want to check that information. You want to make sure they don't have any code violations and also that, you know, that they have their update on inspection as far as lead-based paint or any asbestos. Now, make sure, now another thing that we can do as far as looking for an apartment, a lot of these people was renting these apartments saying that they 3 bedrooms. An apartment is a bedroom, if it's a 3 bedroom, any room that has to have a closet and it has to have a door that closed. A lot of these people was renting these apartments saying they 3 bedrooms, and they didn't do nothing but turn the living room into a room. That's something that a tenant created, and then a landlord jumped on. So if they telling you that it's a 3 bedroom, you check down at the City Hall once again what is listed under in the City Hall, and you can come back to them, and they'll have to negotiate the price because now they know the jig is up. But even with the jig being up, you don't really want no snake landlord, and you have to go through all that. But when going into it, if you go into an apartment and they show you the apartment, you see it's a living room, the dining room, and in the back it's the 2 bedrooms, but they're trying to say it's a 3 bedroom, you can let them know, like, this is not a 3 bedroom, this is a living room that's got a door on it or French doors on it, and it has no closet. Houses considered a bedroom, and it doesn't have any closet door. So let's recap on what we're talking about today as far as looking for apartments in Essex County. First thing you want to do is when you're looking, you can go to njhousing.com or you can call Mr. Sawab at 973-765-3788. Or you can look in the paper or walk around your neighborhood or in the area that you're looking to get an apartment and take some numbers down. After you do that, the person that you're talking to or getting the rental application from or whoever that you and them have an agreement with, you want to make sure they're the owner of the property, and you can get the information down at the City Hall. The next thing you want to do is you want to check and make sure the taxes is up to date on the property and the house so you won't get stuck with the bank coming in saying that they foreclosed on the home and you have to move. After that, you want to make sure the inspection is up to date. That's meaning that there's been an inspection. They have no code violations from the previous tenants or the current tenants there as far as with lead and asbestos in the home. After that, you want to make sure that what they're listing the apartment for, whether it's a 2 bedroom or a 3 bedroom, that it really is a 2 bedroom and a 3 bedroom and is listed on the books. You want to make sure, you want to go ahead and cover yourself, because at the end of the day, you coming out of pocket $1,600, two stacks, and there's no need to waste all that money because we don't have money to waste. But right now, we're going to get into this real hip-hop, my GB Bond, fresh off the mixtape, the Comeback 3. You got to go and get this. You got to go and download this mixtape. Go to bbonds.com or go to purpledrums.com. Jersey Doughboy did his thing on this one. So we're going to get into this music, and we're going to make it happen. Jersey Tri-City, stand up.
Turn up the sun down, baby, post it on the block. Give a fuck about them coppers, no, I will never stop. Keep the money, cause I'm always out here. Out here. sun is shining, cause I'm always out here. Laws on the way, baby, I can hear him coming. Death is in the air, homie, I can smell it coming. I know, cause I'm always out here. Built a hustle, cause I'm always out here.
I'm moving everything in the vicinity. Money give me energy. Hustling is chemistry. Wanna get that bread, just mimic me. I play the curve, play the deck. Ran with the rookies, ate with the vets. Kept that blow, I stay with the best. And the disrespect, it's spray with the tech. Slow in the day, real fast at night. We come from that bastard life. Slinging all that Kanye. Learning from them flashing lights. Cruising like Penelope with a pocket full of celery. A quarter key of Hillary. So homie, what you telling me? She day by day, say what you say. We run that block to the pack for pack, step for set. They come with the strap, pit, pop your gun. From the hood to the hill, from the block to the track. When you move your brick, when you flip your smack. When you with your gun, and the guns go crack. When you realize ain't no turning back. Tip in the air, gotta watch these boys. Colors really got these boys. Running around with matching pounds and put you down like boxy boys. Breaking day, every day. Y'all know what we bout here. And the damn thing changed, we bout to change. Y'all know that we out here.
I let the sun down, baby, posted on the block. Give a fuck about them coppers, no, I will never stop. Keep it money, cause I'm always out here. Young and shining, cause I'm always out here. Laws on the way, baby, I can hear him coming. Death is in the air, homie, I can smell it coming. I know, cause I'm always out here. Built a hustle, cause I'm always out here.
Now in the sky, it's top consider white. I do what I consider right. Close until I see the light. I do what I consider life. Hang around, play the ground. Till we hear that siren sound. They shut down my side of town. Fuck it, we just ride around. All we do is sail home. Till we get a sail home. I don't think they understand. It's money on these cell phones. Non-stop, the streets is hot. Every hood, everywhere. If you a hustler on your grind, and put your fist up in the air. Slip in the air, drink your yak. Y'all know where we earning at. All my G's low key with the keys. Y'all know where we working at. Crack, dope, 9 to 5. G-Ride hammer, stay on my side. See why we ride, we don't gamble life. Gotta stay sharp like a Rambo knife. Up in the building to call it the trash. That's where we be ballin' at. I don't care what you call it, black. Long as they keep calling back. Breaking day, every day. Y'all know what we bout here. And the damn thing changed, we bout to change. Y'all know that we out here.
I let the sun down, baby, posted on the block. Give a fuck about them coppers, no, I will never stop. Money, cause I'm always out here. Young and shining, cause I'm always out here. Laws on the way, baby, I can hear him coming. Death is in the air, homie, I can smell it coming. I know, cause I'm always out here. Built a hustle, cause I'm always out here.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And we want to welcome you back to the show. For those who just logging in, today we are talking about finding an apartment and homes in Essex County area. And your Diva on the Spot has came up with a couple of hookups for y'all. And early on the show, we were talking about, before the break, we were talking about finding apartments in NJ and a couple of things to do before you decide to give your money up, before you decide to give your money to the realtor, or before you give it to the landlord or the management office, you want to do a couple of things. So you want to make sure the person that you give your money to owns the property. You want to make sure their taxes are up to date. You want to make sure all inspections, there's no code violations, and you also want to make sure what they advertise an apartment as is what they really is. You cannot tell me that you rent in a 3-bedroom and it's a 2-bedroom with the living room. The living room is not a bedroom. That's why it has living in front of it. Now, I also have some other hookups. It's all good to have your apartment and, you know, living your fab life, but you definitely want to make sure you keep your education updated. And I have a couple of resources that I wanted to share with y'all as far as the Essex County area. The first one we're going to get into is the Workforce Development Center. And for those who don't know what the Workforce Development Center is, it's new. It's NCC, it's New Community. It's located at 201 Bergen Street in Newark, New Jersey. Now, the reason why I'm giving y'all this information is because you can, for those who don't get assistance and for those who are trying to go back to school to get their GED or go to school for culinary arts, go to school for automated technician, and also be an LPN. This is one of the schools that you can take advantage of. Now, I know a couple people were like, oh, you got to be on welfare to go to that school. No, you don't. Now, if you go to the school for the GED program, they have a 12-week preparation course, and it's free. It's from 5 to 8, Monday through Thursday, or either Monday through Friday. But to get more information about that, you want to call the school at 973-639-5600. That's, again, that's 973-639-5600. If you want to go back to school for your GED, or you want to do culinary arts, or you want to do auto mechanics, or you want to be an LPN, this is a school that you can take advantage of, and it's right here in Essex County. You know, you ain't got to go far to get what you need. You don't have to go all the way out. That's your preference if you want to go. But me personally, I went to the school. I took the GED preparation course, and it worked out for me. It was at night, 5 to 8. It was only 3 hours. You know, great teachers there. You really can't complain. You really can't complain. So, again, it's at 201 Burger Street. It's called Workforce Development Center, or NCC. You can reach them at 973-639-5600. Now, if you go to the school and you get a couple of problems and they say, well, are you on welfare, whatever the case may be, you don't have to be. You can go down to 900 Broad Street, which is the unemployment office, and what you want to tell them is, I want to sign up for orientation to go back to school or to get some training. They're going to give you a date to do the orientation. After the orientation, you're going to get a date. You're going to, they're going to give you some information or a website, because you can go to school for many things. They got so many grants out here available for you to take advantage of. And within like a two months, 3 months, you have your certification. You can go back to work. You don't have to worry about beating the pavement. You know, you're going to have to beat the bricks for a job. I mean, anywhere you go, you got to beat the bricks. But you want to go ahead and polish up your education so you can be able to have a better and a quicker chance of getting a job rather than coming in with no skills. And y'all got to think about it, too. If you ran a company, would you want to hire somebody with no education and no skills, or outdated skills or outdated education? Let's think about that. So, again, for your LPN or for your GED or culinary arts or auto mechanics, you can go to 201 Bergen Street and they'll hook you up. Another school that I like that I took advantage of is CNA. That's the CNA program. It's at ComTech Institute. This is at 871 Broad Street. It's actually right around the corner from VIM. But in 5 weeks, you can go to school to get your CNA, which is a certified nurse assistant, or to be a home health aide. In 5 weeks, you will get that certification. I definitely recommend this school because Ms. Williams, she is the director there. She is on you. When you come to that school, she makes sure you know what you're doing before you go and take that test, and also before you go in anybody's house or anybody's nursing home, because you reflect her. And not only that, you get hands-on with her too. She has a connection with Winston Nursing Home on Park Avenue. A lot of y'all know where that's at. But we do our clinicals there. We do our internship there. We do our skills there. And most likely you can get hired through the school at that nursing home amongst many other resources that she has. But I really love Ms. Williams. Shout out to her. Even when we came to the school, by the end of the week, we had her cell phone number. We just didn't have the office number. We had her cell phone number. So take advantage of that. And, again, it's to go to this school. You don't have to be on assistance. I'm not on assistance. I went down to 900 Broad Street, the unemployment office. I told them what I wanted to do. They set me up with the orientation. I did the orientation. They set me up to take a basic skills test. You have to pass the basic skills test at an eighth grade level. You don't have to have a high school diploma or a GED to be a CNA or a home health aide. And some jobs, they require it, but not all the time. They just want you to have the experience. So being that I wasn't on assistant, I was like, Dad, how I'm gonna pay for this to go to school? How I'm gonna pay this? I went right down to 990, passed that TAFE test. 2 weeks later, she called me back out. She said she was gonna call me, and I got a $4,000 grant. Come on now, it's all about the hustle and the grind of you if you really gonna get it. If you really want it, you can get it. And there's and actually the school is from Monday to Friday or either Monday to Thursday from 9 to 2. So I still get out of school and enough time to go and pick my son up from school. And I still got enough time before my son goes to school to drop him off and do what I got to do. It's about that grinding you really want it. You know, I definitely want to take some time out and really talk about educating yourself. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to, you know, get them jump on the bandwagon or, you know, become a CNA or a home health aide or culinary arts. Some people are like, Eb, I don't want to cook. I don't want to, you know, deal with people who need assistance or help, and I want to do something else. I'm glad that you said that, because when you go to the orientation at 990, they want to give you a website where you can type in the things that you want to go to school for, and it will show you all the requirements, where the school is located at, and, you know, what's the times and hours and how much it costs. Down at 990, once you pass that test, you get up to a $4,000 grant. You can't beat that. So if your course is $4,200 or $4,500, get on your grind and get that other $250 or that $500 to make it happen. Or you can work something out with the school, you know, because everybody is negotiating from housing to schools. It don't matter where you at. Everybody is negotiating. So don't think that somebody is going to turn you away for something, you know, that you don't have the remaining balance. It's $4,500. Hold on, I'm getting you four stacks. So work with me. But it's up to you if you really want it. So, again, let's recap on these schools. Let's recap on the school hookup. We got the Workforce Development Center, which is located on 201 Bergen Street in Newark, also known as NCC. They have the LPN course there. They have the auto mechanics technicians there. They have the culinary arts specialist there. And they also have the GED preparation course. You can reach them at 973-639-5600. Again, that's 973-639-5600. Also, if you want to do or become a home health aide or you want to do CNA, you can get in contact with Contact Institute, which is located at 871 Broad Street in Newark, New Jersey, right around the corner from VIM, and the telephone number is 973-621-2200. And for both of these programs, you can go down to 900 Broad Street, which is the unemployment office, and tell them that you want to go back to school and you want to get some job training. They're going to hook you up with a date, and you may be able to do it there that day, either in the morning or afternoon. You have to do the orientation. After you do the orientation, you go to the website. Well, no, you're going to speak to a young lady there. She's going to set you up to take the basic skills test. You pass it at an eighth grade level, and you research while you're waiting on your date to take your TAVE test on what school you want to go to. Put your bid in and go. That's how we make that happen. Now, there are always some good news, and the reason why I gave this information, because I live in Newark. This is my community. Why wouldn't I give you that? Why wouldn't I drop a couple of jewels that I know? And it's also about sharing the information, and you definitely want to make sure you do that. I'm always having some more hot topics and things and information I always post them on my site. Do me a favor and follow me on Twitter. Go to Twitter and follow me. You can follow me at Twitter, Diva Mary Kay. That's DivaMary. And for my Facebook heads, you can follow me on Facebook at Ebony.Brinson1. That's Ebony.BRINSON. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And also, make sure you hit up my Blogspot. That's www.blogspot.com/DivaSpotENT. Now that I done dropped a couple of jewels on y'all, I want to drop some hot mess news on y'all before the end of the show, because it's my show, and I do exactly what I want to do on here. So in hot mess news, last week I did a show on a young lady and her brother in Huntsville, Alabama. It was about a young lady who woke up to an intruder who tried to rape her in front of her two-year-old daughter. Now, when I was on YouTube, now a brother by the name of Elaw Shea, who is, you know, a respected YouTuber, and he has commented on many of stories like this. But from what he is saying is that the whole thing is a hoax. Like, they made it up. Like, it's not true. He talks about how the sister's story was, you know, how the whole story was inconsistent and how I think his name was Antonio. But him, Antonio and his sister, how the stories kept changing up. And, you know, I went later on and looked at a couple of videos. I was trying to see exactly what he was talking about. But rape is not something to play with. That is not even nothing to make up a story with. Maybe he and everybody else feeling some type of way because the interview and some creative people on YouTube decided to turn it into a remix. They decided to turn it into, you know, a song, and because it was funny. It wasn't funny that the girl, that the dude tried to rape her. It was just funny how the brother was going off, like in the news interview. So he was feeling some type of way, but some people on YouTube took it and remixed it and turned it into a song. I'm actually looking through my list here to see if I can find it, because I want y'all to hear a little bit of it. But the brother Elashe is saying that it's a big hoax. I don't know how true it is. Oh, here it is. Here. I'm going to play a little bit for y'all so y'all can hear it from another remix. And they turned this into a ringtone, and what's happening on their site, they downloaded to support the Anderson family. So check this out.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's slamming in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to add your kids, add your wife, add your kids, add your wife, add your kids, add your wife, and add your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come, make them.
Yeah, that was a little skit of the remix that they made, and not for nothing, the song is fire, how they remixed it. And if you go to YouTube and you put in Woman Woke Up to Intruder, you will see on the side all the videos that they have to link it to the whole situation. But, you know, as far as it being a hoax, I don't know about that, and that would be a hot mess. It was already a hot mess anyway. It would just be a super hot mess if they did that to get some exposure, because they have became an overnight internet sensation. Now, more in hot news, TMZ, Timbaland, the rapper and producer, basically Heavy Hair, was on the phone early in the day with his brother-in-law. He was deeply upset about something. We're told one of the things that was eating at him was a theft at his Malibu residence the day before. Someone had stolen a crazy expensive Jacob watch valued at $2 million, and Timbaland suspected that it might be someone he trusted. Now, Timbaland left his home yesterday and began driving. Family members couldn't locate him because they became extremely worried and called the sheriff's department. TMZ were told the helicopter located his Escalade. They located the Escalades, and the ground crew pulled Timbaland over and began talking to him. Now, at that point, they put Timbaland in a patrol car and took him to his residence, where they continued speaking with him and his family members. Now, deputies called the paramedics to come and evaluate Timbaland. After the evaluation, the paramedics determined that Timbaland was not a threat to himself and a threat to anybody else, and they left. First of all, I understand you being upset, and they have some possible suspects. But I understand you being upset about somebody stealing from you and also stealing from your home somebody that you trusted. But I don't think Timbaland is going to be suicidal over a $2 million watch. I mean, come on now. He brought his house, basically, in a couple of his cribs, probably cost more than $2 million in the watches and the earrings and everything else that he didn't bought. But maybe he was real upset or devastated about somebody stealing from him. And that will hurt, because I have had a family member steal from me, but it hasn't got to the point where I got suicidal. Like, come on now. I'm not going to go and kill myself because you said, I'm not killing myself behind nothing, first of all. But Timbaland killing himself behind a Jacob watch, come on, y'all. Timbaland was very grounded, very respected man in the industry and out the industry, so him being on a suicide watch, that was just unnecessary. But you got your good old TMZ that will report the hot mess. and it came up on Hot Mess News right here live on Diva Spot ENT Radio. Now, we're going to get into some more music. Oh, Jersey's Finest. Now, we played your boy B-Bonds. What you heard earlier was B-Bonds out there. He's another Jersey Finest, and we got another Jersey Finest called the Hit Mob. And it's also, and the name of the cut is called Hate On Me. My boy Chucky B put me down on these brothers, but they definitely fire. So I'm going to go ahead and play this joint. It's by Hip Mob, and it's called Hate On Me. Let's go.
DJ 007.
Why they wanna hate on me? I handle my own business.
Blake, holla at your boy. I'ma hold you down.
They don't wanna see me ball, they just wanna see me fall.
See, I see you. Sad though.
But I ain't gon' win no way.
DJ 007.
I don't know what is it. Why they wanna hate on me? I handle my own business.
Blake, holla at your boy.
I'ma
hold you down.
They don't wanna see me ball, they just wanna see me fall.
See, I see you. Sad though.
But I ain't gon' win no way.
Okay.
So go ahead and hate on me.
Yeah, I do what I gotta. Hustle hard as the motto.
Yes.
I remember pitching clips of them clear bottles. Green top fiends lock eyes like they hit the lotto. One hit, that's the shit. Bet they be back here tomorrow.
Listen,
man, it's your main note. Still in the same boat. Still with the same folks. Five when I fly.
Okay,
sucker, I can see it in his eyes. Hawk this motherfucker playing. That nigga can't die. Yeah, I'm all about my paper, so I stay up on my grind. All these hating motherfuckers worrying about mine. More money, more problems. Yeah, they wasn't even. More guns, more bullets, so don't even fucking try. Old head once told me why he was sipping the shine. Little homie, never let your head get bigger than your rhyme. So I told him I'ma be a soldier till the day I die. And you know that I'ma ride. You can put that on my life, you can put that on my life.
Now I don't know what is it. And why they wanna hate on me? I handle my own business. Laying dead in these streets, but I ain't going nowhere. So go ahead.
Coming up in the hood, I'm with just a little snot nose. Never thought I'd be hustling on the block, slinging drawer in the hood. I see plenty of things I ain't never seen before. I just laugh, seen the skags writing over bags of dope. When it's time to re up in my caprice on them pretty spokes, I just do it by the coda. I ain't trying to get caught. Kids in the corner sipping colder waters and dirt and all. Piecing them up as soon as they all screaming and say, Mom. And the bricks seem bundles of bricks. My baby mother strips. My daddy almost get murdered right in front of the keys. Yeah, I done been through so many things, I could shoot a whole clip. Oh, this nigga don't know us. No, sir, you pussy, and I see it in your face. AK, you put your heavy face in my dinner plate. Okay, you make it rain, we bring tsunamis to drain. Hit a hook, sound nice, imagine how the pump sings. Motherfucker, come on.
Now, I don't know what is it. Why they wanna hate on me? I handle my own business, but they don't wanna let me be. They don't wanna see me ball, they just wanna see me fall, laying dead in these streets. But I ain't gon' win nowhere, so go ahead and hate on me. My nigga, we don't play around here. Yes, we get it in every day around here. Don't come around if you don't stay around here. Mess around and be the last day around here. No, my nigga, we don't play around here. See me fall, laying dead in these streets, but I ain't gonna win nowhere.
So why they wanna hate on me? That's definitely a hot cut by your boys Hit Mob. It's called Hate On Me. That's another Jersey Finest. See how much talent, see how much hardcoreness we got coming out of Jersey. Jersey always went strong, and Jersey going hard now. But again, holla at your boys. Twitter, go, not even Twitter them, Google them. Hit Mob, they deep in the game, and they doing it big. They done been everywhere, Jim Jones, everybody. So they ain't new to this. They definitely not new to this, but we back at it. We at the end of the hour. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Also follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/Ebony.Brinson, B-R-I-N-S-O-N-1. You can check out my blog spot at www.blogspot.com/DivaSpotENT. And also check out my site. This is a banging site. This is for the ladies right here. You want to go to www.marykay.com/DivaMaryKay. I got so much hotness on there for the ladies. Like, come on, from the free virtual makeover. That's one of them. From all the hot tips. You ever went to a store and you're like, yo, I don't know how this lip gloss gonna look. I don't know how this gonna try. Holla at me. Holla at your diva, Diva Mary Kay. You can upgrade yourself and get me as your free beauty consultant. All you gotta do is go to the website right now, www.marykay.com/DivaMaryKay. Look in the right-hand corner and click on register. Once you register, you get all that information in there. I got it. And what you can do is you can go, you can check out all the stuff on my website. You can do a free virtual makeover. And if anything that you like, you call me up. Well, you already going to be registered, so I'll be contacting you, or you will see my number up there on top of the screen once you go to the website. And I'll come over and give you a free skincare and cosmetic facial. So once you upgrade yourself with that, you get a free beauty consultant. You don't have to worry about how such and this going to look on you. Now, I want to thank you guys for all tuning in. Thank you for all the support. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to B-Bonds, LushRadioOnline.com, also ME2K. Those are some heavy hitters in the game. I want to shout out my son, and again, thank God for blessing me. And remember, with life, there's change. So come as a woman and leave as a diva. I'm out, y'all.
If you got money in your pocket, if you want to grind every day, you a dope boy. No matter whether you work or hustle. Bird, what up? Chill.
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh. Take a look at the whip. You see what it is? Cause I'm dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh. Take a look at the whip. You see what it is?
The house on the hill. Money in the bank. Ferrari in the driveway. Hummer like a tank. You know I'm a soldier. Bowser got wrangled. You rolling CeeLo. You know I stopped back. 250 for the Maurice. A stack for the leather coat. The connect is weak. You know I got better dope. I respect the streets. Still wears never hope. Disrespect me and get hung by a fucking rope. I'm dope boy fresh. And I'm making a killing. I don't give a fuck how the neighbors are feeling. I got the stash house. The bricks in the ceiling. I'm about to mash out the bins I'm peeling. I'm a dope boy, so you know the pocket's fat. None of my niggas, it's not no rap. It's only two PYP nigga attached. Man, it's dope boy shit, you gotta think what you get. Cause I'm dope boy fresh, I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh, I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh, I'm hot boy fresh. Take a look at the whip. You see what it is? Cause I'm dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh.
What?
Dope boy fresh. I'm hot boy fresh. Take a look at the whip. You see what it is?
I'm coming from the heart, my nigga, this real talk. Bowser play his part in any hood I still walk.
Uh-huh.
I'm not repping New York, nigga, I'm repping North. Shit, fool with you, nigga, but you gotta get a fork. I'm a motherfucking G, I ain't never been a bitch. Niggas know who I be, I ain't never been a snitch. From North to Decatur, my style will never switch. I'm about my paper, I'm bound to get rich. It's for my little homies that be banging on the block. They're down and tied tight with them things in the sock.
Get my
hustle all night. Till he slung all the rock, move muscle and fight, plus he keep that thing cocked. This your boy Bowser, you know I'm greater. A mobby sweatsuit, said one's covered in gator. From day one, you know I never been a hater. You don't see me now, you will see me later.
Dope boy fresh, I'm hot boy
Brick City, stand up. Bird was good. The neighbors, you already know. And I see you, my nigga. Heat, what up? Check, check. Brick City, man, it's my home, man. I'm taking over, niggas. Get ready. It's your boy Bowser. Salute me when you see me. Signing out. Check.